June 16th was Bloomsday, the date when events of the James Joyce novel Ulysses happened. At a variety of events in New York, the novel was celebrated and read aloud. Theater critic Michael Bourne instead joined the most famous pages of the novel on stage.
I confess that while I finished two undergrad degrees in English, I never finished Ulysses, the novel by James Joyce, often listed as the best novel ever written. I was amused by the initial blather of stately, plump Buck Mulligan, but I did not venture far through the Dublin Odyssey of Leopold Bloom. I did read the famous finale, 46 pages of Molly Bloom, dreaming, remembering, fantasizing, a stream of consciousness without benefit of syntax or punctuation, babble, lusting. People appear and bump into others as scenes she imagines jump or stumble elsewhere. And while sex is in the blur, I was befuddled that anyone considered Molly's monologue obscene. Ulysses was condemned as obscene, but was epically judged not to be. Ulysses is profane, is sacrilegious, is somewhat sexual, but Ulysses is art, said the judge. The free expression of an artist. Aidan Maloney and Colm McCann have adapted Molly's monologue for the stage. Yes, Reflections of Molly Bloom is now at the Irish Repertory Theater. They've shuffled some syntax or verbal punctuation into Joyce's juggernaut of words. Aidan Maloney plays Molly, meandering through her memories, and plays plenty of emotions that don't always leap off of Joyce's pages. She's angry. She's amused. She's aroused. Maloney's performance is actually erotic in moments, but mostly she's intimate. She's dancing through a whirlwind of Molly's thoughts and feelings. Yes, Reflections of Molly Bloom is at the Downtown Theater of the Irish Rep. I'm Michael Bourne.